Welcome to The Ride of Real Estate, your go-to podcast for real estate enthusiasts who thrive on that excitement of property and prosperity. Let's buckle up together and navigate this crazy map of opportunity. Together, we will unearth the truths, the secrets behind the curtain, discover your voice, and find your personal niche. Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome to The Ride of Real Estate with Debbie Yeagle. That's me, an energetic, happy, overly optimistic, rare unicorn. Yes, I am. I've been in this industry of real estate for over 42 years, and I still love it, and I'm still addicted to it. And the fact is, it keeps me energized. I truly never tire. I never get bored. I never burn out. And I know there's always more vision that I need to do for my next opportunity, whether it's for you or a client of mine or myself. The just around the corner is one of my big mottos. I feel like there's always another opportunity around the corner, and what am I missing? So I'm always generating searches and looking to see what isn't somebody noticing and only I am. I never get crabby. I never get frustrated. Well, at least in front of you. I do a little bit in my own little corner of the sofa where I'm searching on the computer, just wishing for that perfect listing for you. Earlier, I said I was a rare unicorn. It's an odd description, but I think you get it. Here are the facts. 75% of all agents in real estate fail in the first year. Think about that. That's awful statistics. Worse yet, in the first 5 years, 87% fail. 5 years and they fail. Oh my God. And here I am. And I know this is one of the most frustrating, intriguing topics that we all talk about, whether you're at a party, the coffee shop, real estate comes up somehow. It's about flipping. It's about the before, the after, the DIY. It's all over your Instagram, Pinterest, and Facebook. And I know it frustrates you, but I'm going to help you. This is one of the most confusing times ever in real estate. There's so many conflicting words, but I'm going to help you through this. I want to share with you everything and anything that has to do with real estate. I want to answer every single one of your questions. I want to hear your questions. I want you to actually email me. I want you to reach out to me because real estate is one hot topic. There are so many shows out there, so many apps you can hop on, so many movies about it. And I'm guessing the majority of you out there have either surfed your way through the night or a boring class you're in. You've been all over those apps that search the houses, and we all get lost down the dizzying rabbit hole. Even I get lost in there. I can't help myself. Again, a forever optimist that I am. I love searching the apps. I love looking at Instagram and seeing the before and afters. I have probably, and I'm not kidding, 42,000 photos saved on my phone. Crazy, I know, but it is my inspiration. So if I ever start to sink and I start to feel, I go back and I look at that fireplace flip that someone did, and I go back and see the bathroom or the kitchen reno. All of these are important pieces to my puzzle and Jenga within my brain that I surface when I need them. Wonderful tools for me. It's fun for me, and it's so fun, the dreaming. My job is dreaming and to bring your dream alive. whether you're looking for that first home or you're going to start your investment portfolio, I'm right there with you with that dream. We love seeing all of the changes in your brain as we're with you. I am addicted to your smile. I'm addicted to your frustration. I love provoking. How did this all begin? How did Debbie Yeagle get started? Well, it's my father's fault and my family. I am fourth generation, believe it or not, in the real estate industry. My parents had four kids, and three of them are all in real estate. So when did I begin? I started when I was 3 and 4 years old. My father started taking me with him out to the coffee shop, out to the restaurant. And I remember thinking as I aged, like, what does this have to do with selling houses? But he had the answers. He always said, first of all, you dress for the day, because in real estate, we don't have schedules like most jobs. So you dress for the day because you never know what that day is going to bring. Secondly, he said, be with the people, because everyone wants to talk about real estate. And he always started his day at the coffee shop. Now, if only he had started the Starbucks, that might have made my life a little bit easier, but he didn't. We just started at the corner coffee shop every day with a jelly donut and talked to people. Then he would go off to the restaurant for lunch and he would be with those people. And he engaged. He talked. He was curious. And I took all of that engagement and became the person I am truly. Once I got to college, I was just integrating with everyone I could. I would be at that cafeteria the minute it opened, and the minute it closed was when I left. It's actually how I met my husband. Was at our college. We went to Bucknell University, and I met him in the cafeteria, of course. No one was surprised by that. I love teaching, and I love helping. So guess what? I majored in college in education, psychology, and art. So what a triple header for me, because in real estate, I need to be human. I need to be able to read psychology. I need to be able to read your cues, those non-spoken words, because what you say isn't always the whole truth. And I need to see the body language. And most of all, I have to see what's not there. Because when we're selling existing homes, there's always improvement that can happen. So I can tell you if that wall can be removed, or if we could open this up or add a window, add a door. I want to bring the outside in to your home. In the old days, they were very energy conscious, had few windows. And in today's world, we're all about the windows. We have better insulation, better windows. So we're always adding windows to houses, and what a difference it makes. I want to activate your imagination when we're looking at houses, and I want you to catch the excitement. I love being a contagion for you to create fun of buying and then investing. I know it can be scary. I know it can be frustrating, but I promise through these podcasts, I will open your eyes to the opportunity that really is right within your reach. And I know a lot of you are saying, I don't have the money. Well, one of the first steps that I will guide you through in an upcoming podcast will be, how do you get started? And with facts and easy steps. I love making your brain spin. So everyone always says, you are one provocative girl. And it's very true. I provoke, I provoke, I provoke. I learned that early on in my career. Actually, my first listing, I got a contract on it. The listing couple, the one who owned the home, didn't take an offer. And a week later, they said to me, can you go back and reignite that buyer? And I was able to, But I learned in that moment, I have to push as an agent till you have no regrets. So if that house doesn't become yours, you're okay with it. If you don't take that contract, you're going to be okay. Many times, it's our provocation that brings reality and snaps you into the facts. And that's important. I'm going to be always talking to you about current affairs and what's happening. How is this going to impact you as a buyer? How is this going to impact you as a seller? Now, the most important thing that I'm going to tell you is a real life story here. 7 years ago, my children decided to move where we had a summer residence out in the Catskills. So we packed everything up in Chicago and we moved here. Now you don't think that's a very big deal, but let me tell you what that means. When you're a self-employed person as myself, as an agent, who's always owned her own real estate company, that means I have zero credibility. I have zero income. I have zero knowledge of the market. I have zero knowledge of network, and I have zero connections. Oh, and by the way, I'm not licensed in the state of New York or Pennsylvania. So we immediately, the minute we got here, I did not unpack boxes. I immediately hit the deck running. That meant I had to take courses to become an agent, even after 35 years. I had to pass the test for the class, then the state. Then I had to take the broker's classes and the test. So it was not an easy feat to come up here, be very brand new, and start all over. But the interesting thing was, it was a reignition of my spirit, my body, my mind in so many ways. Because I'm naturally curious, that makes me a highly driven, successful person. I'm an entrepreneur at heart. So I didn't look at it like, oh my God, what I have to do. I looked at it as challenge, challenge, grow, grow, and so much to learn. So off I went and I started the company and I just hit the decks running, like I said. Now, one thing is to be an agent, but I had to support my family, and I came to an area where prices were at least a half or a third of what they were from Chicago. So I had to start investing. But how do you start to invest when you don't have a track record, you don't have income? So what did I do? I started finding out about parcels. I started studying the area, and I started making connections. Deep rooted connections that I knew would bring me to the forefront of the market. So the very first thing that I ever purchased was a piece of property with someone I knew who would give me owner financing. So that was parcel one. Now, I want you to know, in my life here, what I have 8 vacant parcels right now. Just right now, just 8 vacant parcels. And one of them is an empty farm that's 110 acres. So it had 2 dwellings. So I don't really put that in with the vacant property, but I think of it as vacant property because of the 110 acres. But the very first parcel, I asked for owner financing. And I'm going to teach you how to do this. That owner financing allowed me to get a track record. I was then able to write a contract on a house with the 110 acres I just spoke about. And you know what I did? I got the seller to agree to a 1-year closing. Why 1 year? I knew most banks need a 2-year track record, but I knew I was going to explode out of the market. So I begged for 1 year. I got it, and I was able to close on that with a bank. And once I had that bank record, I could then go and buy another parcel and a piece of commercial property that would generate income for me. So by buying that commercial piece on the corner, I was able to renovate 2 apartments, with all my sweat equity because I was just brand new here with no income. And then I was able to create a restaurant space and a vacant space for myself, for my offices. Then what came before me was beautiful reservoir property, two separate parcels. One I did owner financing, one I did bank financing. Then I bought my first Airbnb. All the while with that 110 acres, I had two single family homes on there. One was a trailer and one was a vintage antique tea house from 1904, a very unique piece. So I renovated those and I started Airbnb. And when I bought my third Airbnb, we renovated it and got it up and running. I then took one of the parcels on the reservoir and put a platform on it for a tent. So at that point, I had three single family dwellings and the tent, all creating income for me to give me a basis, which I need. I need to show income to qualify for the bank. Then I was able to buy a lake property with five subdivided lots on it, and I was able to buy two more houses. Now, I ended up with a third house, and that was because of my bank relationship. One of my guys who worked on my construction crew needed me to buy a house. He had had, it was an interesting situation. He had three bad things happen to him in 1 week. And I called the bank and I said, I have to buy his house. So I bought the house, I renovated it and sold it for $150,000 profit. So all of these things have given me a great portfolio. Throughout my career, 42 years, without sounding odd, I've sold over $1 billion in real estate transactions. And I have it to the core from my gene pool, straight from my DNA, this real estate business. I enjoy it so much. My most recent purchase now has been in my favorite place where I grew up part-time in Aspen, Colorado. So again, unafraid to ask, I'm involved with a partner on that, which happens to be a relative, and we were able to get our foot in the door in Aspen. Oddly enough, it's across the street from a house we used to own as a family, and so it brings me good fortune. So I really, really look forward to teaching you, showing you, sharing wild stories about real estate with you, and really guiding you to becoming a successful real estate entrepreneur of investment and seeing how easy and how gentle it can be with the right tools in your hand and the right person guiding you. I'm going to help you through all of this and really make it a happy place for you. There's nothing more exhilarating than to be able to drive down the street and say, I own that, or to see your bank account fill up with rents that you're accruing. All of this is going to make life easier, and despite the changing market, there's no bad time to buy real estate. I want you to understand that, and you will learn this through the ease of learning, as I call it, the Debbie way. Most all of my clients always say, I didn't expect to buy a house this weekend. What did you do? They think that I'm a real estate whisperer. They think that, they have all the confidence in the world in me. And I'm very, very honored and grateful for every single person that I get to ignite and open their eyes and make their world bigger. Because too many times you guys get so caught up in the world. If you have kids, you're running with the kids, you're starting your job, or you're in your job and you're married or you're single and you just feel it's prohibitive. Please know I'm going to make this happen for you. I am a contagion, I promise. I am going to ignite your spirit and bring the humanness and the happiness to real estate for you. And quit reading the negativity about it. With the right team, the right tools, you are going to be a huge success, and have fun doing it. Well, I look forward to starting the next podcast for you. I look forward to having you listen. Please email any questions to my name, DebbieYagle@gmail.com. You will see it on the podcast. Please feel free to reach out. I want to answer any questions you might have and join along for the ride of real estate. And I'll see you next time. I look forward to it. Thank you for listening today to The Ride of Real Estate. Remember, whether you're a buyer, a seller, an agent, an investor, or even just a dabbler, your enthusiasm, curiosity, and vision are your best assets. The scene of real estate is ever-changing, and every week I will keep you buzzing with every new secret for success. Keep looking around the corner for the next stop, and we'll see you next week.